Lema Ketanoi. Let's say, the Machlokas goes back to the very beginning of the year. Shmuel Rabbi Abo is enough to have, you need three, is enough to have two, and two may be the same as one, Tosis suggests, although not everyone agrees with the Tosis, it's also a good memory. A whole new sugya. That, until now, we're not going to go back to that. Three, two, one. Put that aside. Let's now start a new topic. Okay? Bitsua bishlosha dibri Rabbi Meir. Bitsua. Have you heard the word bitsua in your life? What's bitsua mean? Who ever heard of the word bitsua before in any context or other? Nobody? I was curious if you ever heard of the word bitsua. Okay.
You used to mean a negative context.
What do you mean a negative context?
It's compensation that sometimes under the table.
Oh, really? Under the table. We're trying to do things over the table. But the word bitsua, you often may find a completely different context. Completely different context. You may have heard of a expression called bitsias apas. Who have heard of bitsias apas? It's in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos bitsias apas. What does it mean, bitsias? What does it mean? Translate the word. Anybody? Bitsias apas? What's the word pas mean?
Bread.
Loaf of bread. So what do you mean, botsea? The break bread, right? Split bread, cut bread. So bitsua, fascinating term. We're supposed to be learning the sugya of pshara, but the first word is bitsua. Bitsua bishlosha. What does bitsua mean? What does the word mean? Zok Rashi, one word. Bitsua pshara. Today we're just going to go Gemara Rashi Tosfos. I don't think we have passed that. I just push up shot so far today. A couple of Rishonim maybe. We have to go to the Lumdus later to see whether the word bitsua and the word pshara, are they really synonymous completely? So why change expression? Should have said pshara. Why is it bitsua? It's a fancy word. Does everyone know what the word pshara means? What's the translate pshara? Who wants?
Compromise.
Okay. Everyone knows what the word pshara is. So why should it say pshara bishlosha? And look at the next. Divrei Meir. V'chacham Ramin. Pshara biyachid. It's a strange brisa. Why are we changing the word? Why change the word? It's a matter for them to decide. If my Gemara, you have also heard of Nusach Acher, Bitsua. Bitsua. That's what I would have said. Be consistent. Right? Bitsua b'shlosha, Bitsua b'yachid. What are you switching terms in the middle for? So, you know, the expression, Tanu chitin v'adalav v'sorin. There's no machlokes. I'm talking about Bitsua, I need three. You're talking about Pshara, I need one. Bitsua b'shlosha, maybe not identical terms. How do you know? A little strange, no? Just going to push up shot in the words. Let us continue. Sivarua, the more things. The chuliyama mafshin and pshara l'din. Everyone agrees that pshara is the same as din. My la ba kamifligi. The mar sava din bishlosha. That's the opinion we saw back, way back in the Gemara, machos habebo and shmur. Umar sovar din bishnaim. Rashi. Svaru Rabbanan Baroi b'nei Yeshiva Ubo l'meimah Mehochav Dibidishmuel Rabbi Abo Pligi. The question is, is it three or two? And by the way, this is Tosis Rife, you remember from Foyantif, that don't take two literally. Two is the same as what? One. Right? What Shmuel say? Shnayim Shadonu Dineim Din. So we're saying the Chacham all like Shmuel, but they didn't say Shnayim, they said Yachid. That's Tosis, if you remember, those who remember, Daf Heim and Beis, Tosis Shnayim, Shnayim Shadonu Hod and Nochet Shnayim Ishim Dafilu Shnayim Havi Bez and Chotzef. Aber Hu Adin Bechad Nami Din Adin. How do you know? Because the Gemara suggests, right? Don din again, pshara biyachid ba lefusha tamad the rabban mishem makshib pshara ledin, and even over there it's yachid not too clear. There are those who disagree with this tosis, as we mentioned, but the pashut nagamar is like tosis. Rabban says so far so good. Is a machlokes both by din and by pshara? Do you need three or is enough 201? So far, any questions? Good, clear. Let's go on. Lo, the chuli alma din bishloshim. Bacha bacha mefuye. The mar sava makshinim sharoladin. U mar sava lo makshinim sharoladin. Very simple. Rashi. Tchuli alma rabbanu rab meir. And those are the ones who were arguing earlier in the sugya. Rabbanu against rab meir. We're not going to read the entire brisa now again. They both agree. But makshinim sharoladin. Dichsiv shmuel beis. Mishpat utztaka. Vraminu lekaman. The zeu bitzua, almod iskush lemishpat. What's a machlokas? What a makshirin and pshar oladin? Oh, no makshirin pshar oladin. Okay. Leimat klosa tanoi b'pshar. The marasav b'shlosh, the marasav b'shnayim, the marasav b'yochid. Om rabacha barei der rabikim b'tem rabbi yemen bar shalom yo. No, mandi amatrei afilu chad nami. Bahai the Kaamri Trey, Kihechi the Levil a Sadi. You need two, so there should be witnesses to see what the result was. But you really, fundamentally, it's enough to have one. Rashi. Tlosa Tanoi, Pligi Bibshar of Meir, Savi Bishlosh, Rav Shmag, Savi Leel, Bishnayin, Rabbon and the Pligi of Meir, Savi Biyochid. Okay, seems to be three different opinions. No. Madam, a tray feel the bechat. Machshe, the kevin lo machshina led the din. Mali tray, mali chat. It's all the same thing. Fine. Omer avashi shma mino pshora eino tzvicha kinyan. There's no need for a kinyan by a pshora. E salka dait of tzvicha kinyan. The man, the omar tzvicha. Some take out the word. Tlosa. Lamali tiski betray velikneminae. Woo, this is a hard kasha. What's Mar say? Look carefully, please. Tiski betray velikneminae. The cave and the konamine. Lamali bezdin. Lo teala matona bialmo bidato. Himiskayemes. Present. Elalachi binan plosa. Liapos koach bezdin. The afal gab lo konamine. Loni Hadra, they can't back out. The Gemara is saying like this. If a pshara requires a kinyan, that each side has to pick up a handkerchief. That's what we use with kinyan, right? Been at a wedding, pick up a handkerchief, to accept a kinyan, you know, you obligate yourself. Remember, you've been in a wedding in your life? They don't have handkerchiefs anymore, sorry. Used to have handkerchiefs. Now they're using pens, keys, cell phones, all kinds of things. No more handkerchiefs. Yarmulkes, yeah. Yeah, sure. I was at a yeshivish wedding on Thursday in Lakewood, and they every time they tell the guy, okay, everyone has the yarmulke under his hat, take off the yarmulke and pick up the yarmulke, and okay, whatever works. Okay, whatever works. At my wedding, my Rebbe used a change purse. There's even a picture of the change purse that he gave. When I used to have a handkerchief, traditionally I always had a handkerchief, and I don't know a handkerchief anymore, I used to use a pen. So when I was, some Haredi guy said, what are you using a pen for? You got a handkerchief. Chobnish, I don't have one. Kinyan is what I don't have. Anyway. That's right. Because it was called Kinyan Suda. The word Suda probably means some kind of a scarf, handkerchief, something, cloth, you know. It even has certain halakhic ramifications. You look at something in the Shnayim Oaks and Dabba Metziyim. If a person holds up to part of a thing, it's like holding them up to the whole thing. But we're not going to go into that right now. Anyway, once you require a Kinyan, so it's a, we'll call, you know, kind of use an expression in America today? It's a side deal. It's a side deal. They're going to make some kind of compromise. It's a side deal. It's not really a bezdin. Not an active bezdin. It's a side deal. Who can you have 3, 2, 1, 0? The two guys themselves can have a side deal with no 1, no 2, and no 3. You make a compromise. Okay, let's just formalize the compromise. I make a side deal. I hide and no witnesses. You'll put on video. I'm going to take out their phones and have a camera, a picture. The guy's picking up a handkerchief and saying this is the side deal. So work without 3, without 2, without 1. It's a side deal. Says the Gemara Hilchasa, Pshara Tzricha Kinyan. Strange. Why? Why? Says Rashi, Afilu Nasas Bishlosha. So wait a second. So if Pshara requires a Kinyan, the Gemara said before, right? Ravashi, against the Hilchasa, that if it requires a Kinyan, it shouldn't need any day on him. 3, 2, 1, 0. What's the difference? Side deal. Then Gemara says, no. you need a kinyan. So I would have said it's not for Rashi. You know why you need a kinyan? Because it's all a side deal. He says, no. He was done b'shlosha. I was shlosha to the bezdin. No, the bezdin is not working as a bezdin. It's only a side deal. That's what I would have said. Pshat, this maskadas, I give up a pshuto. So it's a question of a side deal. Everyone so far? A side deal. Came near it from the push-up shot, dig him up. Fine, fair enough. Any questions so far? We'll go to Gemara first, then we'll come to Tosis later. Tana Rabbanan. Kishem shadin b'shlosha, kach bitzua b'shlosha. Okay, we've seen this before. Nigmar adin, iyatarashoy livtzoa. Rashi, nigmar adin, sh'amru ish ploni atazak, ish ploni atachayov. Then it's too late. How can you make a compromise after that? I don't understand. One guy won already. Why should I compromise? If I won already, he's totally Zakai. Strange Gemara, no? He won already. Tosis talks about it a little bit too. Not for now. That comes to a sort of a semi-agata. Usually we don't be sort of skip agata, but this is only semi-agata. It impacts directly on the halakha, as we shall see. Lezer ben Osher of Yosef Lili Omen. Also the tzoa. It's going on. Not how to do it. Chol abotzea hareza chote. Chol mevorach es abotzea hareza menaitz. Val zanema botzea. The post that you may know from your other areas of halacha. What do they say? Someone who is blesses such an individual. About him it is said. Botzea beirech nireis Hashem. A pasuk in Tilla. Talk to Rashi. Also the tzoa, mishabo the din. Also the other tzoa. Oh, chas v'shom. We're not to say there shouldn't be mediation, compromise. Once they come in front of the bezdin, bezdin's not the social workers. We're not social workers. We're dayanim. We're arbitrators. We're not going to make any compromises. You got to pass in the din, and that's all. Hamavarach hamishabech. So this is a very negative view from the perspective of dayanim. We're not saying that people who aren't the biggest bits of the world is to make peace and compromise. Not if you're a dayan. Okay? Val zanema b'tzeah b'nes Hashem. Ella rather, yikov adin es ahor. Interesting expression. Let the law bore a hole into the mountain. You know what that means in America today? Let the chips fall where they may. Judges are passing the mishpat. What'll happen? That's not his business. He has just call like he sees it. Whatever happens, happens. Shenema, kya mishpat lelo kimu. I'm the balabos. If I make up the laws, I can play with the laws. Hashem made up the laws. Who am I to start playing around and compromising with Hashem's? Can you imagine a guy will say, look, you know what? I'll make a compromise. I don't know. It's a funny example. I'll make a compromise. I won't eat certain kinds of non-kosher meat. Other kinds, you know, I'll make a compromise. Are you crazy? Mishnah Lelokimu. You can't make compromise with the Torah's laws. So too, you can't make compromises in your Odeya. Can't make compromises in the Choshe Mishpat either. You're a judge. You got to pass it. No, it's flat. It's finished. No pshara. Fine. Bechein Moshe Omer, Yikav Din Esahar. Abel Aaron, Oev Shalom v'Rodev Shalom, U'meisim Shalom b'Adam l'Chaver Shenemar, Toras Emes Hoisel b'Fiyuv Abel Om Nimsa B'Sfasa v'Shalom u'V'Mishar Holach Iti v'Rabim Heishiv Be'Avon. Ooh, what's Machlokas Moshe now? Rashi says, Abel Aaron, Oev Shalom, V'Kevin Sheshomei Machlokas B'Neim Kodem Shivol L'Fanov L'Din. No, it's not machlokas. No. Aaron wasn't a dayan. Aaron was a tzaddik yisod olam. He ran to make peace like any other good Jewish citizen should run to make peace. But once you come to bed, Moshe was a dayan, no possibility of compromise. There's no machlokas, Moshe and Aaron. They're playing, fulfilling two different roles. Aaron is the pre-court mediator, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the court arbitrator. That boy says, no steer at all. Everyone follow me, though, what? So explains Rashi. Good. Terrific. Weiter. We had this pasuk. Botzea berech near Hashem. So the first pshat was someone who praises a compromiser in Bezdin is actually blasphemous. A second pshat in that pasuk. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Veshagozel Sor Shel Chita, Techona Afor Hifishim Melachala Kesed Mevarich. Oh, what bracha do you make? What bracha? Ein Zem Mevarich Ala Menoitz. Valzanema Botzea Berech Niyat Hashem. A thief. Rashi. Torah Semes Vishtar Biara Kisif Sekon Ish Mudas. Malachi Beis. It's our Torah coming up. Hare Shagazal Botzea Loshan Gazela Dixiv. Kein Orchos Kol Botzea Betza Es Nefesh Bolav Yikach. Thief. Fine. So a second pshat. Third pshat. Rav Meir Omer, Lo Nema Botzea Le Keneged Yehuda. Shenemar, Vayom Yehuda El Echov, Ma Betza. Parshat Vayeshe. Ki Narag Es Achinu, V'cholam Bevorach Es Yehuda 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 Menais. V'al Zanema Botzea Berech Nier Tesha. Wow. We think Yehuda is a hero, right? He saved us his life. No, he's called not such a good fellow. Why should that be so? You don't know why? It'd be an amazing pshat before we go any further. But since we're learning, I don't want to use the word agadata, but semi-agadata, let's look at Mefarshim Tanakh. Okay. Ma betza, right? Where do you find this pasuk of Ma betza? Rabosai, it's on the side. Bereishis Lama Zion. Look at Bereishis Lama Zion. See what it says. Oh, here we go. Bigger print. Here we go. Ma betza kinar gasachinu, Rav Meir Omer, who botzea berech niyetz Hashem. Kolam avarach es Yehuda, veizam enayis, tanedi davav, al-gamar. Hakavona, look at this amazing pshat. Shamay sohoya tachlis atov, shiyor yosef dem vichol lefneim, ulok meshuos bein abisorim. Achheim chashavu olero, kasher amar alam yosef, in Parshas Vayechi. Ulchei nichshol Yehuda, v'masa de tamar, the whole London. It's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for this very short piece. Rabbi said the whole thing is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines. Ubotzeya berach niyetz Hashem. Hamavarach ha-botzeya ze Yehuda. Perakam b'lisanhed. Nire. Amazing pshat. The Sava Rabbi Meir. The Kevin the Hu ha-yonares b'nei Vilo b'nei Zilpa. The very beginning of Vayeshev. Im Kain ha-yu arbo bonim shelo rotsu lahargo. What were their names? You know Shiftei Ka? What are the names of the four who didn't want to kill Yosef? No? What is that? Who are the B'nai HaShvachas? What are their names?
Don, Naphtali, God, Asher.
Correct. Don, Naphtali, God, and Asher. They would never want to kill Yosef. Who Naras B'nai Bilam B'nai Zilba? He was palsy-wowsy with them. They would never want to kill him. Watch this now. Okay? For lo v'snagdu al Yehuda, im rotz l'shivu alav, they would never have objected. U'B'nai Leia, how many were there? Hayu Chamisha below Reuven. We know Reuven left, right? Where did Reuven go? Right, he left. Chazal say he turned to serve his father Yaakov. Rashi's in Rashi. Rabosai, can I remind you again? Chumash and Rashi. Everyone's expected to know every week in the parish of Chumash and Rashi. No Bechinus. I have to know. It says in the Shulchan Aruch. You have to know Chumash and Rashi every week. Okay, so this is a little few weeks off, Parshat Vayeshev, but you should know it from last year. Okay, so Reuven wasn't there. So how many people were there judging this case? Lahavdil Elef Aleph Elef 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 Elef. Now we have to say a few more Elefs since last June. They had a few more Elefs. Alfei Avdolos, the Supreme Court of the United States, if you know what I'm referring to. There are 9 judges. Who are the 9 judges? Let's go through the list. Uve was not there. Shimon, Levi, Nu, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zevulun. Don Naphtali got an usher. Yosef was being judged, but Binyamin wasn't there. You do the math, 12 sons, one's being judged, one went away, and one wasn't there at all. Binyamin, not the Havdol, Supreme Court.
It's not a good analogy. We need two to convict.
Slowly. That's a bezin, that's not a real bezin. This is slow. So now, Yehuda sizes up the situation, and the brothers want to kill him, and he says, let's make a compromise. Instead of killing him, we'll sell him. Wait a minute. What else was his alternative? If he could have figured out, Yehuda's a very smart man. He knows which way the people are going to vote. Four are going to vote to kill him. Four are going to vote to save him. He is a swing vote. They call him today Kennedy, or whatever they call that guy today. Went the wrong way on some of these main issues recently. So he was a Kennedy. He was a swing vote. Had he voted to take Yosef back to Yaakov Avinu, it would have been done by a 5-4 vote. But because he was, Yehuda was a little afraid to make such a strong stand, he made a compromise. We'll sell him. Says the Heilige Meshech Chochma, Im Yehuda Amal Hashiva Laviv, Lo Yehoi Olat Silo, 5-4 vote. Rak Yehuda, B'tzirufo Yerov Chamisha Negad Abba, for the Meshiva and also the Aviv. Rabosai, can I tell you, it sounds a little bit Machiavellian, but I'll say it anyway. You don't compromise when you can win. When it's clear you can win, compromise is fundamentally, in this case, inappropriate. Yehuda could have won by a 5-4 vote. That's why someone who praises Yehuda is a Menaitz. The impression, of course, is, had Yehuda not been able to win, had it been he would have lost a 5-4, 6-3, 7-2, 8-1 vote, then we would praise him for making a compromise. Got the best that he could get. Yeah, votes. Five lines of Meshach. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's Pashup Shad Suk. Okay, it's directly on Agama. Okay, I've also said back to the Gemara. There's many lessons for life, this Meshach. Weiter, says the Gemara. Now it's the fourth pshat, right? Fourth pshat. Well, we first had Rabbi Lezer, Beno Shavos Aglili. Then we had Rabbi Lezer. Then we had Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shul ben Karcha. Pshat number four. Mitzvah Livtzoa. It's a mitzvah. Shenema, Emes u'mishpat Shalom, Shiftu b'sharech. But the Malkam Sheish Mishpat ain't Shalom, the Malkam Sheish Shalom ain't Mishpat. Alezel Mishpat Sheish Boshalom, Hare Heveyoma Ze Bitsua. Again, he said the words Bitsua is used not the word Pshara. Chem Bidavid who Omer, Veidavid also Mishpat Tztaka, Valo Kamaka Sheish Mishpat and Tztaka, Tztaka Mishpat, and the Ezu Mishpat Sheish Botstaka, Heveyoma Ze Bitsua. So the four Pshatim, four Tanoim, one cook. One after the other. Obviously, what's he going to do with what? We don't know what the Rishul Makarov is going to do with the pasuk of Botzeya Berch Niyat Hashem. Nothing to do with us. It'll be a case of a guy who stole in his Mafresh Chal or some other case. So the four Tanoim fell one after the other. Fine. So with me, so much. I'm good. So to Rashi. Keneged Yehuda, Shalomar, Nachzi Renu Lovinu, Achre Shiru Dvarav Nishmor, and Liachov. Ha, Nishmor, and Rashi says, Stam. Meshchom said he would win by a 5-4 vote. Fine. Says the Heilige Gemara, Asor on the Tana Kama, Zog Rashi. Tana Kama Diyama Osa Livtzoa, Dovid Shleila Hai Mishpat Utsdoka, Sheya Dovid Donis Adin, V'chiyev V'sachayev, V'roa Shehoya Oni M'chuyu Momen, V'yem Mishalim L'bal Dino Mitoch Beso, a whole different story. Donis Adin V'zika Sazak V'chiyev V'sachayev, V'roa Shehoya Oni Momen Shvishilem Lo Mitoch Beso, David paid from his own pocket. Zeh mishpat utztoko. Mishpat lezeh utztoko lezeh. Mishpat lezeh sheherzir lo mamon. He got the money with mamono, which is coming to him. Utztoko lezeh sheshil lo mitok beis. So I give utztoko to the poor person to pay off his debt that he owes. Fine. Adka. Now, boy, say, there's very few people in the world today can afford to do that. To go on to a Gezavid in Torah, you're passing that Reuben's right and Shimon is wrong, But Shimon doesn't have the money to pay Reuven. You pay out of your own pocket. And we don't judge us like that, Bismanasa. We're pretty wealthy to be able to do that. I've said a minute in the Torah that I never volunteered to pay the person from my own pocket. Okay? Says the Gemara. The Gemara is basing itself on the Pasuk. You look on the side if you have the Oz V'Hodah. V'yimloch David al kol Yisrael, V'hi David osa mishpat et tzedakah l'chol amo. Says the Gemara, Kasha, the Rabbi, hi l'chol amo, l'aniyim yibarele. What do you mean? Only for poor people. If the guy was rich, he paid himself. Elo, afal pi shalo shilim mitoch beso, zehu mishpat et tzedakah. Mishpat lezeh, tzedakah lezeh. Mishpat lezeh, shech zel mamonom. Rabose, if a guy loses the Dentorah, he should dance. I've been at many Dentorahs, a loser never danced. He should dance. Why should he dance? Until now he was a thief. The Dentorah passed him against him. Somebody thinks that Diane is a thief. Somehow they don't give the proper response they should be giving. But that's what should happen. Fight the Gemara. Again, we're not skipping anything because it sounds like it's pure Agadata. A lot of it is halach. Rabbi Shimon ben Asi Omer, Shnayim shebo lefenecha ledin, Ad shelo tishma divrehen, O mishetishma divrehen, V'yato yodeh leheichen dinote. You're not sure what, in your own mind which way it was going to be, who's right, who's wrong. Atar vashoy lo melehen tzu'u ubitzu. Go make a compromise. Mishetishma divrehen, V'yato yodeh leheichen dinote. You know which way the law is leaning. Iyato vashoy lo melehen tzu'u ubitzu. Can't do that. Because you're ripping off the guy that you think is that he's going to win if there's no compromise. Shenemar, poter mayim reishis modon, v'lifnei hiskala hariv netosh. Sigmar explains. Kodem shitniskala hariv, before the fight reached a certain point, Chazal Dash is looking left on the margin. Not with an I, with a hey. That was revealed to you who's right and who's wrong in this dispute. You haven't called them. You haven't. It hasn't been revealed to you yet. What can you do? What are you supposed to do? Try to patch it up. Patch it up, right? Netosh. Atayochel the first very wide line. You can leave it. Right? Notesh. To leave it. How do you leave it? You make a compromise. Rashi explains. Potem mayim reishis modon. In basa lifto lahashlich hameriva hameshulim kemayim kilkamon. Lushum shalom b'neim. Reishis modon konesh tisa v'titein b'din patoro. So that's fine. Not sheyu. Rudo v'achar shalom. But once it's that he knows which way the wind is blowing in the Torah, you may not do such a thing. Mishen is gala riv, yet yochel anotcha. Fine. There's another pshat. That pshat was given by whom? Rabbosai, listen carefully. That was Shimon ben Asi. Rishlokesh amano. Again, the first very wide line. Shnayim shebo ledin, echad rach v'echad kosher. One is looks like a little, timid fellow. One is Rashi kosher. Baal meriva matriach dayan. He's a loud mouth who's going to make the dayan crazy and he's going to insist on all of his rights. One guy's a much more humble, unassuming person. So what's the din? Ach do tishma divrein. You can hear the words. Omisha tishma divrein v'yatayodeh lehechad dinah. You know who's right. I'm not going to get involved with you guys. Sheman is chayev chazak. The guy who's stronger will lose it in Torah. Benimsa chazak wrote fail. He'll kill him. Rashi. Rode v'sadayin. Lahapech esadin. I take a gun and say, Mr. Judge, you better reverse your psak. I'm going to kill you. The rode. So why should I get involved with your case? I get out of time. But Misha Tishma Devrei, and once you heard what they had to say, Vata Yodea Lechen Adinot, he knows right. Iyat Torah Ochalom, and he's a Lechem Shenemar, Lo Soguru Vipneish, A dying can't be afraid. A boss, if you can be afraid, you can't be a dying. Otherwise, if you give a ruling, that was threatened. You have to back off. No. Once you know which way the wind is blowing, which way the ruling is going, you may not back out. Ah, he's going to hurt you. Get a security guard. Let's hope you get a good guard. Should be paid for by the community chest. Pay to protect and stay on him. Fine. Vayta Gemara, Rabosai. Rabbeshua ben Korcha Omer. Minayin the Talmud Shiyosh lefnei Rabo v'rol z'chus loni v'chol v'l yoshim. Minayin shlo yishtok shenema lo soguru mipnei ish. Rabbi Hanan Omer lo sachnis terecha mipnei ish. Don't keep your words back just because there's an important person there, namely your Rebbe. Doesn't matter. Still have to help out the poor person. You tell the witnesses, guys, you know, you better watch out. You know, Hashem is watching over you. That you have to be so careful, a judge, he's not just making some kind of side deals. He's sitting in Hashem's seat, as it were. Oh man. I would say, what am I here this for? Says the Gemara, Shem Yomer, I die in Malu the Tzarazeh. I've been to die in my life many times. So what am I here for? What am I here for? Make a mistake? Tamalomar. V'imochem b'dvar mishpat. It's the end of the same post in Divrei Hayomim. Eino l'dayin elama she'enov ro'os. What does that mean? Rashi explains. Look what it says. She'yosh l'fnei rabo bob din l'fnei rabo v'lo l'fonav. V'ro'a tamitz chuslani v'chol v'loshim. V'rabo to'e b'din. Because he thinks he's making a mistake. Minayin shlo yachlo kovel the rabbi v'yishtok tamadoma l'kamad avzayim b'forsh my mashma lo toguru l'ashem kinesu es miyin meyid nekilu he meyid nekosh baruch hu shedom l'kamon shematrich en oso lahav zimam l'vol om b'shnei anoshim v'shalem ariv hu k'minen v'esech al shuos b'edem az chosim medav ma l'tzara zeb shim et e'on eish. If I make a mistake, I'm going to be punished. Who needs this punishment? Talom b'yoshofot. A dying who wants to get it right and gets it wrong will not be punished. Assuming he's a capable dying, he's supposed to get it right, didn't get it right. No one bats 1,000 on both sides. So you mash in a rose. The ale of the dying says, Rashi Lira of Alimno Atzamin Adin, the mash in a rose. Lidon v'yiskayvan otziol etzitko ulamito v'shiv lo yeyonesh. You make a mistake, there's no punishment. Very important to know, otherwise no one will become a dying. Fine. Everyone with me so far? Good. So we said before, Nigmar Adin, top line, Yetar Hashal Levtzoa. Says the Gemara in the last few lines. Hechidom Nigmar Adin. Soon be going back before that. Mean on the Yale says Rashi. Rashi connects the top line of the Gemara with the next to the last line. Ish ploni ata zakai. Mr. Ploni, you lose. Mr. Ploni, you win. Once that's said, it's too late to make any compromises. Omer Rav, halach Rav Shua ben Korach. Who remembers Rav Shua ben Korach? I've said, anyone remember? Mitzvah Livtsoa. Frank, what do you mean? Any Rav Huna Kamida de Rav Hava Ki Havi Osel Kamida Rav Huna Omaluhu Idinu Beisu Ipshara Beisu. Wait a minute. You said it's a mitzvah to make a pshara, and I give him a choice. Idinu or pshara? What's no? You got it wrong. My mitzvah Navi to come Shul Ben Korchot Av Zayin Ben Aleph Mitzvah LeMemra Luhu Idina Beisu Ipshara Beisu. Finished. Rashi Mitzvah LeMemra Luhu Bereish at the very beginning. Idina bisu, pshar bisu. The paschina lo bipshara. should mention the possibility of pshat at the very get-go, the very beginning. Haynu Tana Kama, Frek the Gemara Rashi. Haynu Tana Kama, Dama Nigma Radin. Iyata Rasha Livtsoa. Homi Koning Radin, Rasha Livtsoa. Ochanami Rishutu. That's the other opinion in Tanoim. Not another, an extra opinion. Moses says, no. Ikebinayu, Mitzvah. Rishu Mekorcha Sovar Mitzvah, Tanakama Sovar Rishus. Frek the Gemara, if it's only a Rishus, right? Rashi again, he given out a Mitzvah, the Haskip Shor, the Tanakama Lekha Mitzvah. It's not a Mitzvah, it's a Rishus. Frek the Gemara, Rabbo Sai. Hail Rabbi Shimon ben Asya. What does that mean? Also, look back over here. What did Rabbi Shimon ben Benassia say? What did Rabbi Shimon ben Benassia say? Let's see. The first medial size line. They come to you before you know which way going. Atarasho elim soa. Hey! So, Rabbi Osa, you're making up a new sheet out of nowhere. You already have one Tana who said Mitzvah, one Tana said Rishos. So, what are you old? I says, no. Igibanayu, Mishatishma de Ran, Batiodel Echana did nota. Yetavasholomalem tzu bitzu. That's an afkamina. What does that mean? That's exactly what Rabbi Shimon ben Benasya said. And apparently, not everyone agrees. Rashi. Igibanayu, Mishatishma de Ran. Tana kama filu shoma divreim rashoy livtsoa at shigmar adin yom hazazak ev zechay Rav Shimon ben Asya mishatishmas divreim v'yadata leheichon note. You haven't pronounced anything yet. Afal gablo nigmar en rashoy livtsoa. Whoa. So machlok, as of what point can you no longer make a compromise? Only after the actual decision is handed down? Well, from the moment you know which way the wind is blowing, that's a big machlokes, Rabbi Osai. After what point you know how to make a kaplan? Any question, Rabbi Osai? We finished Sukkos Hashas, first one of the Maran Mekomas. As we said, we started the Avav, got to the Daf Zayin. Any questions? Now we start tackling the Tosis. But if you Tosis it, we try to do what we can over here. Bitzua Begimel. Davav Amanav. Afal gav the makshib shorolidin. That's what we saw, right? Shows like this. It's juxtaposed with din. Lav lechol dobo makshinon. Not identical. Why? Dibidin aslinon basarubo. Im shnayim amim zaka vechon amachayim. O ipcha. The way around. Follow the majority. Uvipshara lo aslinon basarubo. Chidish noira. Comes to a pshara, if the majority is not ruled. But yeah, they have to all agree. How do you know? It says in Avodah Zarah, "Kiddushayvu beitlasa afilu treimigotlasa." You say, it's up to the estimate of three experts in the field of estimating the value of property. That's what you said, Rabbi Osai. As these three will estimate it, two out of three is enough. But kiddushayvu beitlasa. As three will actually say, Adarmina Beit Lasa. All three have to agree. Says Tosfos, it's true of Pshara as well. Amazing. All three have to agree. To my knowledge, there's no Bezin in the world that follows this Tosfos, Lemais. You know, it's so hard to get unanimity. For example, in our Bezdin of America, I believe there's an explicit clause in the document of arbitration, I don't remember by heart, that says that if there's going to be a 2-1 vote, the two can decide which way it has to go. And the one, in effect, is committing himself to basically come out in favor of the two against his own son. But fundamentally, it's my focus. Rabbi Osi with me so far? A Chiddush Neira! No compromise by Pshara. No majority rule by Pshara. Unanimity. That being the case, any dayan can undermine the entire process. I don't agree on any pshuras. They won't agree to do a din, so it'll be stymied, it'll be a stalemate, which is sometimes what I don't want to do. Yesterday I was at a simcha, and one of the well-known, what we call a toyin was there. You know, I don't know what toyin means. What's a toyin? A lawyer, a rabbinic lawyer. Rabbinic lawyers, unfortunately, because they, what did you say?
Fraud.
Well, unfortunately, rabbinical toyin have no certifying body. They cannot be disbarred. And therefore, the more outrageous things they do, the more popular they are, and the more high fee they can command. Unfortunately. So one of these Tohanim, and I say this, I only knew one honest Tohan. It's all reputation. It was one honest Tohan. I was at a bris not long ago, and they named the baby, among other people, after this honest Tohan. So I told the people, both sides, you know, when I was young, starting to get into this business a little bit and against my will of certain Torahs. This was the only person in the world, in our part of the world, that had a reputation of being a Tohen who was still honest. So one of these Tohenim walked into a particular occasion in my shul just yesterday. And I want to tell you, I'm not going to tell you his name, but his nickname is the Malach HaMavis. And I kid you not. And you understand, we called the Bala Simcha, told my wife that this fellow is a very smart fellow and helped me out a little bit, and he knows how to figure people out, and he's a very sharp perception. And she says, your husband calls him the Malach HaMavis. I don't call him that. That's his reputation. Like, you know, the wrestlers, you know, they have these old, they're old wrestling, they, I call them the nicknames, to be ferocious and fierce, everyone's scared of them. But this fellow, I told this to my wife later, among the cast of characters that forms the group of Torah that are running around all the various different Torah, this fellow at least has a conscience. He has a conscience. I don't think he'll do a thing if he thinks it's completely erroneous. Once he takes a case, like a lawyer, he wants to make sure his side wins, and not looking for the truth, looking for his side should win. That's what a Torah is. That's why we in our bezin do not take Torah. We won't accept Torah. Because if they do outrageous things, we have nothing. We can't do anything about it. We will accept lawyers. You would come to our best, and you have to bring a lawyer with you if you want to be represented. But a lawyer can be disbarred, can be penalized. So therefore, he has some measure of responsibility and some inhibitions. He can't. With Tohanim, they make the system crazy, filibuster. They scream, they yell, all kind of crazy things.
Getting back to this stasis here.
Yeah.
From our base, we see that it is the Balei Din that decide where the answer, whether they want Shorah or whether they want Din.
Correct.
And if you can have a hung, so how could you have a hung Dayanus if the Dayanim commit themselves to hear the case, they have to do Shorah.
Yeah, but the problem with Shorah is if you need unanimity, anyone dying to say, I'm not budging one inch. So either you call it a hung bezdin, and then there's no answer, which is always bad. Or the guy can just get his way by brute force, not being able to compromise one inch. That's crazy. Yeah?
I mean, Tosfos was in a time when you didn't have official bezdins that had government sanctions. So maybe you're dealing in Zabla, where it's natural.
Maybe it's Zabla. We'll discuss Zabla at great length, not today. But whatever, I'm just mentioning what the Tosfos says, a chiddush neuro, which not everybody agrees, that a pshara has to have three and not two out of three. Our shtar birurin, we have a shtar, you know what a shtar birurin is? Anyone knows what a shtar birurin is? No one knows. A shtar birurin is what we call it, a document of arbitration. Before any case that we hear, there has to be any real case, there needs to be a signed document of arbitration. You know when we discussed this, you remember, we were discussing about someone who wants to go to secular court. We pointed out, if you remember then, that if a fellow refuses to sign a document of arbitration, according to Rav Henkin and others, he's considered to be Messiah of the Din. He's refusing to go, even though he says he's going to go without a sign. But if you don't sign, nothing can't be enforced. And the other side can be given a head to go to the secular court. That's what we came up with that context earlier. Anyway, right.
How is it different the two from arbitration?
No. The word arbitration in its surest sense means that there are three people, and not be three, but usually three, it could be one, two, whatever it is, who are empowered by the parties to render a binding decision on some dispute between them. That is the essence of arbitration. Nothing to do with compromise. They can do it without any compromise. Different things. Anyway, Vayter Rabosai here in the Vavam and Aleph. I ask you to see the Dastosis. Makshinan Pshara Ledin. Pirish Bekuntris Midachsiv. Vahidavid Osa Mishpot Etztok. Vetema. Dotanya Lekamon. Kishem Shadin Begimel. Kacha Pshara Begimel. Mashma the Makish Pshara. The fact that you need three means some kind of a hekesh Lidin, right? Umuchar lekamon Tahu Tana Islay the Rishus of Tsoa. Rabbi Shulman Kaka Sova Mitzvah. Amalo Dorish Tana Kama Mishpat Tzoka Linyan Bitsua. The Mikrit Tzokim can have a mitzvah. Wow. Doesn't like Rashi. When you cry, Nami Dichsiv, Emes Mishpat Shalom, Shiftu B'Shareichem, also Lek Ol Midrash Bitsua, the Iskish Shalom Le Mishpat, the Imkain Avi Mitzvah the Tzoa, the Shalom Nami Mitzvah, Stuck is a Mitzvah, Shalom is a Mitzvah. So this opinion which says that it's a Rishus, what's the source? Both Shalom and Stuck are Mitzvahs. See again, perhaps tomorrow, how to get out of this problem. I want to get to something much more substantive, Rabbi Osai, which is the next two Tosfos. One, we see the whole thing, it's only one, less than a line, but we're going to only see the first part. This is too long. Hilchos HaPshara Tzricha Kinyan. V'hod lo sagi betray. Why not two? Kinyan's a side deal. Zab Tosfos is so nifla. Shem Dehavikim al Kinyan betos. Whoa. Whenever a person agrees to a compromise, it's a partial kinyan betos. Why? He's not an expert in the law. He's just based upon what he sees. He could be wrong. So he says, Rabosai, two is not enough. It's like a kinyan betos. So you have to have three dayanim plus a kinyan. Tzricha Kinyan, Rabbi Osai, Hilchos HaPshara Tzricha Kinyan. Im Nefaresh the Kinyan Shel Pshara. Now here becomes very tricky, Rabbi Osai. When the Gemara discusses over here, for the Pshara Tzricha Kinyan or Ein Tzricha Kinyan, I'm asking you now, but you saw nothing. You didn't see the, I'm assuming you just learned the sugya for the first time. Rabbi Osai, when? When is this Kinyan? When? When is the Kinyan done?
Yeah. At the conclusion.
At the conclusion. Wow. I guess people this would have said it in Taurus. So yeah, that's a simple read of the words of the Gemara. Since I know from my experience, whenever we deal with it in Taurus, whenever the Kabbalah's Kinyan, I pick up a pen, always done at the beginning. So which one is it? Is the Kabbalah's Kinyan at the end, or is the Kabbalah's Kinyan at the beginning? Legitimate question? Says Tosis. In the forest, the Kinyan shall pshara, osin. Kodim Apshar. The os the konin zemizeh. Lasos kimosh yom wadayon. Hain the shalem. Hain limchol. To pay to forgo. Then, in the dakli mikan de ba'alma mechila tzricha kinyan. No. The masha tzorech of a kinyan. Ala mechila mishum. The lav, if they won't have a kinyan, have a kinyan kimo mechila. Have a kinyan. Have come on mechila betos. Shlo yodea shiom ulimchal kol kach. What do you mean? I agreed to get involved in the pshara. Whoa! I got burned. If you saw the schetuvah, I don't know if you saw that barabakam yet. I got burned. I got scalded. I never agreed to this. The afal gav the hash the ikar kinyan. Have come on kinyan betos. Hey, so what good is it? What good is a handkerchief? You pick up a handkerchief, what good is that to? A toast is a toast is a toast. No. Miu alima milsa tfei bekinyan, be below kinyan. It's still more powerful with a Kabbalah's kinyan. Pick up a handkerchief, it's more important, it's more stronger than without. So the kinyan toast problem floating around over here, and the kinyan makes it somewhat better. Tafilun the foresha kinyanu la acharapshara. What do you mean the acharapshara? What does it mean the acharapshara? I ask you for $1,000. Bez and Paskins, that you pay me $400. Acharapshara. Now we have a kinyan. Now you can't say, if I would have known how much. You know how much. They told you. You get four, you get six. They told you. No. Still, ain't Raya Mikan. The Motzil the Meimar, the Kinyan al also sheyesh lo la'achel lefroa. Abel lohar the mochel ain't tzorach Kinyan, Rabosai. So I wanted $1,000. Now I'm going to take 400, which is imposed to me by the Pshara. So I, in effect, was Michael, 600. I don't need a Kenyan. Who needs a Kenyan? The other fellow, who now has become obligated to pay the 400. Why? He thinks he's Potter? He's Mekabel Kenyan to accept that obligation. Wow. So how many of the litigants require a Kenyan according to this chat? How many? One. Two or one? Only one, not two. Which one? The one who has to pay. After the psak is already given. Wow. So now that's the second shot. Now what's the first shot? The first shot is Olsen called him up Shara. When called him up Shara? After the bezin been sitting there, before they say anything, or before they even sit down? So an hour bezin, we always make the kinyan and the Shara before they even sit down, mamash, before we start the proceedings.
But then it could be a toss. Places is right.
So once you agree to be bound by the rules and procedures, which include the possibility is going to be a pshara, which makes sense because pshara krov, and then we'll discuss these details as we go. But it's not 50-50 necessarily. Rav Shechter always likes to tell us a pshara can be 100-0 also. Sounds crazy, but that's his understanding. We'll get to these problems as we go. Okay?
How can you have a kinyan and unknown?
How can you have a kinyan and unknown? The Tosfos says the second pshara has to be right. They tell you out of 1,000, you're paying 400. Now I know I can make a Kenyan. Before that, I know what's going on. How can you make a Kenyan? You know, it's an unknown sum of money. That's your question. Excellent question. We'll try to see. So Rabosai, when Tosfos says, Rabosai, listen very carefully. When Tosfos says, that even if we'll say the Kenyan is after the Pshara, that we know when. After the decision was handed down with the Psharas. But I want to know what does it mean the Kenyan before? Kodem Pshara. What do you mean Kodem Pshara? Before they sit down? Well, no. The way the Shomim said, it's after the Bezin finishes deliberations, before they announce the decision, okay, guys, we're making a Pshara, pick up a handkerchief. As opposed to when they first walked in, they might have made a din. The din doesn't require any handkerchief. That's a simple reading of this opinion, as opposed to what we know today as being the case, where they pick up the handkerchief before they even start the proceedings. That doesn't seem to make the cut here in Tosfos B'Pshuta. Yeah?
A kinyan is a method of conveyance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a difference between that and being meshubut yourself. Mm-hmm. So here they're trying to effectuate being shibut. Shibut is making himself a slave here?
That's another good question. We'll have to discuss. All these questions are good. Linena, let's just go and push it today first. Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. If we can finish that, it'll be good. Okay? The rest, we'll come to. We're not going anywhere. Okay. Right. Umiyu balochas gedolos pirish bilchos dayan dinim tzarech kinyan ala mechila. Afal pishos na kinyan acharab shor. Why? Umikom makom ein lilvod mikan al shar mechila shedei tzrich a kinyan. No, the mechila ain't shirakin. Why is it separate? Why is it different? Why is it unique? The mechila sharedei pshara afal pi sheyodea ma mochel. I know how much money I'm giving up. Domel mechila betos. Why? I know the amount. Fisha mochel api atzosim shel dayanin shehishiu also limcha hanocha shishiyani. Hishiu also. They convinced him. They persuaded him to be mochel. Lefichach sarich la'alem adobai dekinyan. since this kinyan has an Achilles heel, a weak spot, I'm only doing it because the dayanim are convincing me I have to do it. I don't really want to do it. So therefore I can say, I haven't meant it. So therefore, pick up a handkerchief to strengthen it. But in a normal case of mechila b'mechila, no handkerchief, just a mechila tzit. We pass the love of mechila and shiva. Well, this particular mechila requires a kinyan. Ad kan. Any questions? Don't wait for questions. No questions, it's not good. We may discuss Misachim Bekuvia. Some. This year we have to discuss Misachim Bekuvia. One point in time. When we'll discuss it, I don't know. Maybe after the football league is over, there will be bets, but the World Series is going on now. World Series.
With a similar logic.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. We will discuss it. Okay. I recommend it. Don't gamble, please. But maybe it's a gzeila. Stam shouldn't gamble. But whether it's gzeila or not, I can't tell you right now. It's a sugya sanhedrin. It's not going to be cool. We'll talk about it. Okay. Rabbo says that this is just big toast. We only read the first half. The second half of the toast is all it discusses. You know, is Mechila require Kinyan B'kol HaTorah Kula? You don't have the time to go into it right now. Just one more Tosis, please. Bava Mebeis. Nigmar Adin Yeter HaShol Lebtzor. Kigon, says Tosis. Check for Diktiku B'din Heitev. They already studied it thoroughly. Ukemo Gormu HaSadin Lo Michser Ela Ishploni Atachayev. What you're missing is the final pronouncement. Cave under this barrier called Kach. In the Bezdin's mind, you know which way the decision is going to go. It hasn't been officially reached yet. Yeah. Ein lahat oso lasos pshoro. Don't fool the guy to make a compromise. If I hear a case, I'm not sure who's right. I don't know yet. So I'm telling you, this is my dear friend. Make a compromise. It's always good to compromise. But if I know that Reuven is going to win over Shimon, I say, Reuven, come on, let's go to the compromise. I'm fooling him and I'm stealing from him, in effect, because it's not going to be a compromise. He could win hands down. That's why, even though it hasn't been formally pronounced yet, once you know which way the wind is blowing, to that extent, then a compromise should not be done because you're, in effect, fooling the guy. Fine. Shilmole yodea shenizbar, you know, the schus, if he knew at that moment in time, already the law has been clarified by the judges. He's going to win. Lo hayah misrata lipshar b'shaminyan. Rabbo says, I told you many times, last year by Richus, Tos is measured by the moment of your decision. If at the moment of your decision to compromise, it's unknown to anyone in this world which way the judges are going, they don't know themselves, then it's a good compromise. But once the judges know which way it's going, they haven't had a chance to tell you yet, but they know. And they say, don't do a compromise now. They're fooling the guy. Because if you would know the facts, the present facts, that Bez is ready to in effect determine which way the din goes, he never would have agreed. But both sides, it's very important.
How is this a kind of, this is a judge on his own motion, he's saying, maybe you guys want a compromise?
That's what it sounds like, which it sounds very, not like the United States bench.
No.
Although they've done it, they sent to the chambers, they sent it out before the decision, you know, before they got too far. That's been known to happen. Let's go further. Upirish bekuntris. But Rashi says, in contrast to what Tosfos just got through saying, kuntris, pirish, pirish, bekuntris, shekfa'aru ish ploni atazaki von tachayev. Veloshna shas muchach kem bevare. Sounds that way, but fair, no. Nigmar adin. And it, on the bottom of the daf, it says what? On both sides? It sounds like it's next to the last line of the daf. Ish poni at the chai poni zakai. That's the hey, because I'm in the Marlin. So Rashi sounds right. Avakosha can't be. My bitzua shayach hash ta'achash and nifsek adin legamei. Everybody told him who's right, who's wrong. What kind of pshara now? It's ridiculous. B'docha kesh lomar shelo yatu oso lomalo yireim anu shema to'inu b'din. We said Reuven wins and Shimon loses. We now tell the two of them we may have made a mistake. we made a mistake. Reuven better compromise now, because otherwise it's going to be overturned and it's going to be in bigger trouble. Okay. Maybe it's a docha. Maybe. Umirk shem mischaivin shvua ze o ze shori lemeimelu lazat habitzua k'deli potter me'on shvua. Let's say there was a psak. Eilechas is mechaiv money, you deny it, so the din is eilechas mechaiv shvua. So the guy now is the defendant schaiv to take a shvua, and I said, let's make a compromise. Why? We already know the din. The din is, if he makes a shvua, he's potter, he has to pay. We know the din. What kind of pshar? No. It's still worthwhile making a pshar, you shouldn't have to swear. Swearing is over. The whole world trembled when somebody swore. Mention Hashem's name. So, Ad Kanabos says, Sukkos at Hagamotosis. Fine. So now, take a look briefly in the Rosh at the end of Siman Gimel. Somehow I think that in the transmission, it didn't say where the end of Siman Gimel is. Look at my original form, but I will figure it out. Tana Rabbanan, most of the studios at Gemara, Bitzua Begimel de Rameh, Chamam Pshara B'Yachim, Hilsuk HaChamim, Uchad Rashbag, the Maliel Pshara B'Shnayim, with the B'Yachim, the first B'Shas, was the Pshara Tzvira Kenyan. Vafilu B'Shlosha, Ein Moel below Kenyan, we saw this in Tosis. The Afal Gav, the Pshara Boy Kenyan, Mechila Lo Boy Kenyan, we saw, okay, fine. Says Agos Hashri, V'chein pirish rashbo. Ava bor zeruah posak dibishlosha ein tzorach kinyan mein posak v'hag. What an amazing, amazing thing. Rabbi also called it as Hagos Ashri, the two halachas of pshara. A side deal pshara and a court imposed pshara. If there are three people establishing a court of bezdin and they say pshara, ain't you the kinyan, it's court imposed. But if it's not three people, it's a side deal, then you're the king. It's a tzvei dinin. That's what emerges from the Hagos Hashri clearly. We'll see later. Do we pass in this way? Do we not pass in this way? We have to see. So, now let's see what sometimes there may be cases where the pshara can be retracted. Yes, retracted, believe it or not. Nukei Yosef Rabosai, it's Aleph on the base in the old Gemaras. It's Gimel and Dap Erech in the new Gemara. Everyone please turn to Mukha Yosef if you have one. If you don't have a look on somebody else, at your computer. Gimel Amad Gimel in the Nugamaras and Aleph Mabez in the Olgas. Aga Nugamaras takes up the whole page. Kosav Bala Interzal. Bitshuva Sarav HaKadosh Shal the Bosa Kinyan Shara Lomotzi Toin Chadach Arei Mishim Kinyan Betos. Have a pshara shosim b'tnei she'en lo raya. Catch this now. I say you owe me $100. Do you have a proof? Yeah, they're Aven. Where are they? Can't find them. I can't find them. It's a joke. You throw the guy out. You know what? We'll make a pshara. We'll give you 20 cents on the dollar. Fine. Better than nothing. Now what happens? Achakach motza haraya hahi. Then I found the raya. Originally there was no raya shtar. Then I found the raya. So when I compromised, I was doing so under false assumptions. I thought there was no edim or shtar. Turned out there was. So therefore, since they had the good book of Yosef, vada kekinyan tosu v'chozer. Since you were unaware of the fact that the moment you agreed to the compromise, then there's a tos. You never would have compromised had you known that there really there were. There was an eight around. Oh, because of Zalder Rabbeinu Alvdei B'Tshuva. Mi she'chivu bezin shvua chamura. Who knows what a shvua chamura means? What is shvua chamura? Nobody? A shvua d'oraisa. You have to hold the same Torah. Very serious. That's chayv. It's a very serious shvua. Both shvua tesis to Rabbon. Fine. Guys, chayv a shvua chamura. Also, Benem Pshara, I want to swear. I'd rather give you $50 than swear. Out of the 100 you want. Achakach rosh lohoya olav elacherim sam. There was no obligation to take a shvuah chamura. I agree to be 50 under false pretenses. Yochel hu lavza. I can back out. Sheyesh lo loma ilu hoya yodea. She'en olav shvuah lohoya osa pshorov havi kish mitos. Yeah, same idea. Didn't know the facts. But he compromised to was irrelevant. But I didn't know the facts at the time that he compromised, and never would have done it. Wow, Rabosai, what happened over here? What happened? I'm obligated to shvuah. I don't want to swear. I don't want to swear at all. You owe me $100. Swear. You don't owe me the 100. No. I'll give you 50. Take 50. Leave me alone. I gave 50 that I didn't have to swear. Afterwards, Motza, Malve, Raya, Shidishai, Vamaman. Now he has a proof positive. He owes the money. One second. Hapshara, Betela. The Kema, Shidishai, Vamaman. Ain Kan Shua. What does that mean? I made an agreement because I wanted to exempt myself from a shvua. One second, please. Then there's a psaraya that was unknown before, so the pshara is bottled. I will also pshara his shvua. Pshara came and said, "Mention that, Kamer." Yes, what's your question?
Hey,
you have a question? Want to hand up? No, seeing things. I apologize. Right. We'll see this in other Rishonim soon in a minute. Fine. Okay, we'll go a little bit further. Goes to Rambam. Rotsu by Adin and Pshara, they can back out. Achi Yiklimi Yachnei, after the Kabbalah is coming from both of them, not just the one. I see it's Shilta Giborim, Rabosai. Shilta Giborim, Sif Koton Aleph. The Nira B'Yena, in our print, it's the first wide line on Gimel and Alpha, the right? Shilta Giborim. I'm sure you all have the other ones, the old ones. It's also Alves Kot Alf. The Nira B'Yena, She'en Kol Advarim Halalu Amurim Elok Shedayonim Rotsim Lahakal Pshara Fianira B'Yenehem V'Shelo Midas Bale Dinim. They want to impose a Shara. Can't do that once you know which way the wind is blowing. Avlim Haim Modiin Lahem Tiva Pshara. Umafaisim Osom Ache Misratzim Lim Cholech Alachavero Losesech Alachavero. I entice them. Listen, whatever the rule is, just make peace. We'll make a compromise. Says the Shil Givorim. One second. Afilo Acha Nigmar Din Roy Las Osom. Royal asking, it's a good thing to do. Uvavach lo yeh shum tzad hechrei, because I can't force him to ask him. Ela piyusim, upituyim, you try to seduce him to do it. Vezoi mitzvah gedola, v'yavo shom v'nam v'chaveyo. Chena yon yon shal aron, or shal not. On both sides. Then it's been decided already. Once they said, you're right. That Reuben is chayv to Shimon $1 million. You're right. You know, it's going to cause the money, it's going to cause a fight. Convince Shimon to take a certain X dollars on the, X cents on the dollar. That'll be a mitzvah. A mitzvah to do it. Not a ripoff, you're telling him. Only have another 5 minutes, or 3 minutes actually. That's openly to the Mordechai, our final source for today. And we can't finish it, but we will. I both say, how many of you have a Tosfos to rush in the back of your Gemaras? One of them for tomorrow. I have one in Old Torah. So for tomorrow, let's get the Tosfos to rush. Those who don't have this Gemara should make sure to look it up in advance. All right, both say, the Mordechai, Simen, Tov, Reish, Ayin, Tes. The Hilchos of Pshar, Tzvi, HaKinyan. Read the Sukkot. In my Kinyan, Miyad, Kodem, Shiyomu, HaPashronim. That's not the very beginning as we thought. Before they pronounce their decision, Bas Torah Kinyan Afilu B'Mochaloch. Yeah, or my Kinyan LeAcha Sheyomu HaPashronim Davka VeEtelach Av B'Mochaloch Shukfar Mumzot Ein tzarach kinyan. That's how Tosfos started out. So then he quotes the halachas gedolos. I feel the achas shem about pasham and tzarach kinyan. I feel the mochalach. Why? Because mechila the apshara afal pi shiodeh gal mochela lo duma the mechila betos. We saw Tosfos. Pisha mochala pi atzosim shetayon shehi shiro solimcho. Tzarach kinyan. Alam adava the kinyan. Aber shah mechila sheinu al pi dayonim betovel nitva levad. Umodelo shemochal. Okay, lo hoya ba kinyan. Also mechila in tzarach kinyan. Right? Fine. Skip it the next part. Kosa Rava. Davka kshuhusuku mitchila the pshar. Lo mafki lo mat alimi lafkui mamona mamona akach of tzricha kinyan. Shla yom mishata yisi b'chem. I was joking with you. Meshe yisi mafzirim bi. You were begging me to say I'm going to pshar as I was just kibbutzing with you. I didn't really mean. Avak shuhusuku mitchila the din. Ain other mishata bebezin upsharasam ain a tzricha kinyan. Unbelievable. There are many cases of pshara would not require a kinyan according to this version of the Ravan. Rav Yosef tuvelim cholik tshuvosa because of the bishlosha bashronim lo boy kinyan never because kinyan adava nasa b'mamar anshitu v'yir upshara b'yochad mukuyemes im yeshem kinyan. So if it's one, it's a Kenyan, three don't need a Kenyan. That's what the Gemara says. Even Chad, etc. Just can't have a question of backing out. Ad kan rabosai tof resh ayin tesim. We have to stop here and go to the mincha. Should dab with the kavana to the mat of an eretz shol. It may say till them again after you'll see. Bishop tomorrow, 1 o'clock, take the time. We'll start giving some of the analysis of the Sugya Pshara. Those who have access to a Shulchan Aruch, or prove a Shulchan Aruch even better, should bring tomorrow some of your base. Otherwise, we'll put it on the screen. See how it is. Okay. Don't forget your.